Robin House by the Missouri Affiliate. Photo of Robin House holding her plaque at National Convention. Editor's note, while only one person could put pen to paper and let the world know what an awesome person Robin is, her friends and family in the Missouri Affiliate are proud and honored to have her among us, and for this reason, our state president requested this byline be used. Each year at our national convention, which is held in July, we present the Blind Educator of the Year Award. The Blind Educator of the Year Award is designed to be given to individuals who are blind who have been able to get into the teaching profession. As noble as the profession is, it has too often barred entrance to blind people from participating. For a long time, blind people were kept out of the teaching field because school administrators doubted that we could be the kind of role models that would inspire their children. They also incorrectly assumed that we could not create the discipline required to have an effective classroom. Teacher by teacher, we have proven them wrong, but it is still a tremendous accomplishment when a blind person gets a job teaching sighted students. And each year we do our best to recognize one of these special people who do so much to shape the world of the future. Robin House is one such person, and she is very deserving of all the good that can be said about her. I first met Robin House when she was a NFB scholarship winner in 2000 and attending her first national convention. Over the past 18 years, Robin has excelled in the field of education. Robin works in the St. Louis Public School District, STLP, as an elementary school guidance counselor. For those not familiar with St. Louis, this school district only covers the city of St. Louis. She has worked for the district over 12 years. In the early years of her career, Robin worked in a school called Newcomers, where a large percentage of the children were from other cultures and new to our country. For many of the students and their families, English was not their primary language. Robin worked to become certified in ESL, English as a Second Language, to expand her skills and to better serve her students. Robin is an integral part of the staff at Styx Early Childhood Center, where she has worked for a number of years. She is highly regarded by the principal, her co-workers at Styx, and other educators throughout the STLP district. Whether working individually with a child, teaching a class, or providing parent support services, Robin's innovative approach when teaching creates memories and skills upon which her students can build. In her position, she serves her district in many capacities: counselor, teacher, LEA representative at IEPs, teacher in charge, and the test site coordinator. She deals with many behavioral problems, social issues, family crisis, grief groups, etc. Whether conducting a lesson in the classroom or working one-on-one with a student, Robin is able to get students involved in the lesson being taught. Robin House is an outstanding educator and is very committed to excellence, whatever the task at hand. She continues to challenge herself professionally to gain new skills to assist her in her work. In December 2016, Robin expanded her credentials to include her Licensed Professional Counselor, LPC, and is currently working to become certified as a Play Therapist, PT. In addition, Robin is an active member of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, and has demonstrated her strengths as an educator and as a federationist through involvement in several youth programs throughout the years, including the first NFB Science Academy as the lead teacher, Missouri Mission Believe, the Sky is the Limit director for middle school youth, and our annual Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy, Bell. Her interactions with students always seems so natural. They demonstrate caring, intuitiveness, creativity, and confidence. When our bell ringers wrote an article for our Blind Missourian publication about their experience at our 2018 Bell Academy, I noted that they all included at least one of the activities Robin planned and led. In addition, she serves on our NFB of Missouri State Scholarship Committee and chairs our Sports and Recreation Committee. Congratulations to Robin House on her accomplishments in the field of education and in receiving the 2018 Blind Educator of the Year Award. We applaud our colleague and friend and are proud you are a part of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri.